us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to Words of Inspiration with your host and teacher, Audley McLean. And now let's hear from Audley.
As I thought about sharing our thoughts on words of inspiration for today and perhaps for the rest of this week, the question came to my mind, and I hope it impacts you in some way. When was the last time you said an intelligent no? In the corporate world, there are courses and whole seminars dealing with reasons to say no, and some of them are applicable in all walks of life. In the corporate world, one of the key essentials for evaluating the yes or no decision has to do with time. How does it fit into my objectives? And I think it's a good thing to stop and, when necessary, when reasonable, when profitable, to say no across the board. But I'd like to ask you, as a believer, I'm addressing people who have come to put their faith in God through Jesus Christ. And their time, their energy, their possessions, their lives now belong to Him. So there become even higher reasons to say no. And so I thought I'd look at some biblical examples of people who said no and see whether we can draw from it a lesson for our lives today. In the book of Genesis, chapter 39, is a story of a man named Joseph and a woman named, rather whose name we don't know, but whose wife, who is the wife of a man named Potiphar. And Joseph was a high official in that household. And he was a single man. Obviously, she is the wife of the big shot. And my impression of her is that she really wasn't deeply in love with her husband, but she had her eyes on Joseph. If we evaluate the relationships of highly placed people, wealthy people, very important people, we sometimes come up with some of these circumstances where the wife isn't taken with the husband, but she's there because of the money, she's there because of the power, and she begins to put her eyes on somebody else. In this case, on this Joseph, who was trusted by this wealthy boss. And she tried to seduce him. And she tried. But he had a higher authority to answer to. Not only did he respect his boss and fear his boss, but he also had faith in a God who had worked in his life. Now, in that situation in which you find yourself today, you may be like Joseph was. And there came a day when she said, no, I'm going to pull all the stops out. So she wore loose-fitting clothes, and she bared herself and grabbed for his clothing. And he didn't give in. He ran, leaving his coat in her hands. That was the evidence she used to convict him of having attempted to rape her. My friend, not many of us come to that narrow a decision point. Joseph did the right thing. It cost him, but he later was richly rewarded. I don't know what the circumstances that you face right now that are similar to Joseph's, but I'm going to say the manly thing is not to stand up, but to run. God give you grace to make the right decision. Amen.
I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home.
Words of Inspiration with Audley McLean is a ministry of Harvest International. You may write to Audley at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478.